Remember when the Rio Hotel responded to Dave Kirpin's frustrated tweet about waiting an hour to check in at a competitor's hotel? Their simple, empathetic reply, "Sorry about the wait, Dave. Come stay with us next time and we'll ensure you get right to your room," transformed Kirpin into a loyal customer who has since stayed at the Rio multiple times and shared his experience with thousands. This isn't just clever marketing. It's the essence of social media's power to transform business relationships through authentic engagement. Social media has fundamentally altered the marketing landscape. We've shifted from the broadcast era where companies talked at consumers to a relationship era where meaningful connections drive business success. The most successful brands today understand that social platforms aren't just new channels for old marketing tactics. They're entirely new ecosystems requiring authentic human interaction. The companies thriving in this environment listen more than they speak, engage rather than broadcast, and provide genuine value without expecting immediate returns. When was the last time you felt truly heard by a company? That feeling creates an immediate positive connection. While communication should balance listening and talking, most businesses historically did disproportionate amounts of talking through traditional marketing. Social media has transformed this dynamic by creating a real-time focus group where customer conversations happen continuously. Effective listening provides insights about product usage, uncovers opportunities, and reveals which features truly matter. The key distinction is that people enjoy being listened to, but dislike being monitored. Monitoring feels like surveillance, while listening represents a valued connection. Traditional marketing relied on broad demographics like women 25 to 54, wasting resources on disinterested audiences. Today's platforms enable unprecedented targeting precision. Facebook and Instagram allow finding ideal prospects among billions based on interests and behaviors. LinkedIn's 500 plus million professional profiles enable B2B targeting by job title, skills, and company size. Twitter offers something unique, finding people based on expressed needs rather than demographics. When someone tweets, "Need entertainment lawyer," they're identifying themselves as a qualified prospect. The old marketing adage that 50% of my advertising works, I just don't know which half, is becoming obsolete as social media enables reaching actual prospects rather than those you merely think might be interested. Imagine TV commercials showing your friend likes the advertised brand. While impossible in traditional media, this social endorsement exists on Facebook's ad platform. Social ads are powerful because they connect people to friends' preferences rather than just highlighting product features. Friends of Connections advertising lets you market through existing customers' networks. With the average Facebook user having 350 friends, just 100 page likes creates a potential audience of 35,000 people seeing personalized endorsements from trusted connections. Many companies fail with social ads by pushing direct sales, forgetting users are there to socialize, not shop. The successful approach builds rapport first. Serve engaging content, encourage likes, foster community interaction, and develop relationships before selling. Unlike traditional ads that merely raise awareness or drive immediate purchases, social ads create ongoing connections through likes and follows. Most advertising interrupts unwanted. At conferences, few admit enjoying radio or TV commercials, yet 60 to 90% enjoy social media because people want to relax and connect without disruption. HubSpot's Laura Fitton summarizes effective social media strategy. Be useful. Before sending any message, ask, will recipients find this valuable or annoying? Would I want to receive this as a consumer? Only send messages that pass these tests. Facebook's newsfeed algorithm prioritizes content generating meaningful social interactions, forcing brands to create content that sparks authentic engagement rather than broadcasting marketing messages. You're competing for attention not just with industry rivals, but with friends' baby pictures. Being likable, not just visible, is key to social media success. When launching social media accounts, leverage your existing network of customers, staff, partners, and vendors. Today's internet users access information through personalized social media filters, making those already familiar with your brand your most likely initial followers. Facebook likes now exceed website links in value. When someone likes your page, they subscribe to updates and endorse you to their average 350 friends, creating exponential exposure that traditional website visits cannot match. To gain Facebook likes, offer a clear value proposition focused on customer benefit. Ask us your social media questions anytime works better than like us on Facebook now, because it emphasizes what customers gain. Integrate this proposition across all touchpoints, website, emails, business cards, receipts, packaging, and signage. Even word-of-mouth businesses thrive with social media. Dr. Ed Zuckerberg's dental practice gained over 50,000 Facebook likes and attracted dozens of new patients through friend referrals by incorporating social media invitations at every patient touchpoint, from waiting room signage to appointment reminders. When launching social media, companies often fear negative comments. If you're not prepared to address criticism, you're not ready for social media. Today's consumers are empowered, with comment cards now existing as social posts and online reviews. The do not delete rule is simple. Unless a comment is obscene, profane, bigoted, or contains private information, never remove it. Deleting legitimate complaints is like ripping up a comment card in front of a customer. It shows disrespect and escalates the situation. Handle negative comments by responding quickly and publicly, then moving the conversation private. Public acknowledgement demonstrates attentiveness, while addressing details privately prevents prolonged public exchanges. Personalize responses, apologize sincerely, and provide clear resolution steps. Effectively resolving complaints can transform critics into advocates. In the Verizon Fios case, an angry customer who posted, "You guys suck," became a passionate supporter after receiving prompt attention to his billing issue. Most companies vigilantly monitor negative comments while ignoring positive ones, as absurd as turning away from a customer offering praise in your store. Acknowledge positive feedback and reward brand ambassadors with incentives, special perks, and exclusive content. In our automated age, authenticity has become rare. Social media gives companies the chance to be human in their interactions. While traditional marketing resembles a scripted Broadway musical, social media marketing should function like improv comedy, responsive, flexible, and built on genuine audience engagement. Share glimpses into your organization through photos and videos of your team and workspace. Simple monthly smartphone videos featuring staff can effectively humanize your brand. Just as we're drawn to authentic people in relationships, this same dynamic applies to brands online. People detect insincerity online as easily as they do in person. Robotic interactions will alienate your audience despite good intentions. Authenticity builds trust and encourages customers to both purchase from you and share your content. The social media revolution isn't merely about new platforms, it's about fundamentally changing business-customer connections. By listening attentively, targeting precisely, thinking like consumers, engaging authentically, and providing value, you transform marketing from interruption to invitation. In this landscape, the most human companies win through meaningful connection, not volume.